It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good because it's actually looking like winter out.
Yeah, it does. Looks a little white out there. Not a lot of white, but enough to cover things a little bit.
You know, I'm probably going to get burned at the stake for saying this, but I like white winters.
Do you?
I don't like brown winters.
Well, I like green spring, so I'm waiting for that.
Well, but, you know, we're in winter. This is Minnesota.
That's true.
You got to either sit inside all winter or figure out ways to enjoy the winter, and I enjoy the winter. So,
Or just suffer through it and know that spring is coming. That's kind of my, you know, I've lived here a long time, my entire life.
Well, so have I.
But never really been a big nut about winter, but I guess I've made it through 72 winters or 71 or whatever, so.
Mm-hmm.
Still here.
Yeah.
So long as I don't slip on the ice again, that's, you know, that's my biggest problem.
Now, how much snow are we going to get this week?
I don't know if I could use another inch or two here in the next 24, 48 hours.
Just debating whether or not I can use my snow blower, my snow plow, or my leaf blower.
You got a lot of toys there.
They're using a leaf blower up at the courthouse to clear the sidewalks. So.
Okay. Well, maybe it'll stay in that range somewhere. Yeah. But better than nothing for you.
Kind of want to play with
I bet you do.
Big boy toys, you know.
Well, let's salute a veteran.
Of course, today we're saluting Private First Class Charles Walter Repke. Charles was born on June 9th in Winthrop, Minnesota. Passed away on April 1st, 2006. He was a Boyd area veteran, grew up in the Boyd area. Entered active duty on May 3rd, 1946 at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, in the United States Army. Spent his entire time on training and was honorably discharged 13 months later on June 4th, 1947 at Camp Stoneman, California. He was in training to be a cryptographic technician. He stayed stateside during his 13 months. Ostensibly, he was in training most of that time. And he earned the American Theater Service Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Charles, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic here today on hand. It's a good one because everybody's talking about internet security and security in general these days. And you're going to talk a little bit about protecting benefits and your data from fraudsters.
Well, last week was Data Privacy Week. I had no idea it was Data Privacy Week last week.
Well,
until I read this article. Yeah. News.va.gov had a press release discussing steps that veterans can take to protect their personally identifiable information, or PII. VA is sharing guidance on how veterans and their beneficiaries can protect their data, especially personally identifiable information. It's crucial to recognize that fraudsters often target veterans through various scams to gain access to personal data, resulting in identity theft. Identity theft occurs when someone steals personal information, such as Social Security numbers, bank account details, medical records, and account numbers, or credit card information to commit fraud. This can lead to unauthorized purchases, drained bank accounts, and even fraudulent claims for benefits in your name. Identity theft can have severe consequences, impacting not only financial stability, but also VA benefits. Financial institutions are getting pretty good at understanding trends. And, you know, this was years ago, but I've gotten calls from my bank saying, did we just have a transaction of a purchase made at Target in Florida? I said, well, I'm just walking out of a Target in Florida.
Right. I'm glad they do that.
Yep. Yeah. But I also got a phone call saying, did you just buy a train ticket in London? I was like, no. Okay, we'll stop that and issue you a new card.
Yep. My wife bought airline tickets in Switzerland or something one time.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, that was nice. For somebody.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the bank caught it and we didn't get stuck for $2,000.
Yep. Yeah,
so.
that's very good.
Yes.
How you can secure your data? Screen emails carefully and only open emails from senders you know and trust. Delete and block emails from unknown or suspicious senders. I know our IT at work, they'll often send us these emails that just that are a little bit off. And if you click on them or click on the attachment, they make you watch a 2-minute video about protecting yourself. So,
yeah,
it's been a while since I've had to watch one of those videos. But
and they want to protect you.
Yep.
You know, so you click on their link and.
Yep.
You end up giving them all your personal information if you don't look out. And then pretty soon you're not protected. They're in your bank account.
Yep.
So look out.
Be cautious of pop-ups and links on websites, emails, and texts, which can be used to infect your device with harmful malware. Limit the PII you post online, such as your address, date of birth, workplace, kinship details. Less information scammers can find about you online, the safer you'll be. So keep it simple on social media.
I would say don't expect any privacy on the Internet.
No.
Because they'll find you one way or another. So.
Yep. Maximize all active social media accounts to protect information from unknown users and prevent unauthorized access to sensitive information. Do not accept friend or connection requests from individuals with only an online presence. Only add friends or connections you know and trust in real life, not those you have only met online. Download strong antivirus software to protect yourself from malware attacks. If your computer runs unusually slow or frequently crashes without explanation, may indicate it is infected with malware. Never send bank information or payment to online-only friends or verified entities. Fraudsters are threatening to destroy. Do not send payment. If you experience ransomware, do not respond to any threat and report the incident immediately.
That could be a bad one.
I had somebody ask me one time, is the military having difficulty paying people? And I said, not that I know of. Well, this person in this soldier stationed in Saudi Arabia says that they need money because they're having pay issues. I said, don't send it.
Yep.
Don't send it.
I got an email from my pastor that he needed a gift card or something for something.
Yep.
But it was not him.
I've gotten those a few times too. I need a $200 gift card. No, you don't.
No, you really don't. Yeah, maybe you do. Maybe you need it, but maybe you want it, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah, no. And only scan QR codes from trusted sources. Always verify the code's authenticity by visiting the organization's website or contacting them directly. Taking proactive measures to secure personal data is one of the most effective ways to prevent identity theft and other types of fraud. During Data Privacy Week and every day, VA is here to help ensure veterans keep their personal information and benefits safe from harm. More information on fraud impacting veterans' benefits, you can visit Protecting Veterans from Fraud. Veterans who suspect they have experienced fraud can find resources to file a report with the appropriate agency by visiting www.vsafe.gov or calling 833-38-VSAFE. So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. Might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I think you have that number.
It is legitimate. It is a legitimate website and phone number. So, you know, it's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. I'm in the office for the most part this week on the lower level of the courthouse. Looks like you're doing some... account security stuff right now.
No, I was looking at that. They want me to turn on 2-step verification on some account I had.
You should do that.
Yeah, I do it on a lot of them.
Yeah, you get a text message from your phone, and
I don't want to do it on this one because it's not that secure, and other people have to access it.
So, yeah, there you go.
So we'll leave that one alone. Well, but I do it on a lot of stuff.
Yep, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good, Josh. We'll appreciate the info. We will chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Have a good week.
You too. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.